Thank you, Lord, for your love for us all the time, and even so this morning. We thank you and worship you, even as you approach your throne. We thank you for this opportunity, O God, that you may hear from you. We pray that you may bless us, and I pray that you may use me to speak your word, and even to minister to your people. And as you'll be blessing them and talking to them, do not pass me also. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then let's sit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What else has he given? I was telling Michelle that the slogans, maybe I need to come again so that I can continue learning. Let me start by saying my name. My name is Daniel Kalanja. I'm born again. I love Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I want to thank God so much for this time, though it's too much gone, but I will see how we manage it so that we don't extend beyond your sharing. I am a member of the church, and I'm so much encouraged. I think the last time I was here, I was thinking of this that was lit last year, and the Lord is many. So I'm happy, I'm moved, I'm encouraged by the numbers as the Lord and by the love of God for us all. And I can imagine how many you are when your schools are closed or when you are investing for your holiday. So continue encouraging one another. And as I said last time, that in this a critical period in one's life, it's where you people are. It's the most critical period of your life where you need to make certain decisions which will affect your whole life in future. And we can attest to that. For us who have gone through the youthfulness and those periods, we can tell you for sure that whatever we chose and whatever we did when we were in our 20s and in our 30s maybe, and in our teenage, it defines so much who we are, including our careers, our choices, our businesses, and everything that we do. We chose them immediately. We attained maybe the age that you are in. So this morning, I don't know where to start. I was just imagining the sermon that God had given me vis-a-vis the things that I would like to share with you. And I'll try to combine all. So I'm happy, first of all, to God, secondly to our vicar, and even to your patrons for inviting me to be here so that we can fellowship over the word of God. We read two readings. The first one was from Exodus chapter 8, and the second one was from Luke chapter number 8. And the theme that you're going to dwell on or to learn this morning is whatever you are doing, do it now. Tell the other person, whatever you are doing,
do it now.
Do it now. Repeat again, whatever you are doing, do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now. That will be our theme, and you'll see how the Lord is speaking to us. I want to encourage you. And the last time that I was here, I remember, because the memory is still fresh, that I gave you my personal testimony. Do you remember?
Yes.
And I told you that whatever I'm doing now, I started when I was where you are in people. I know most of you have interacted in different capacities, but I want even to encourage you even more that whatever you are doing, even now, put more efforts. You never know what the Lord will bring out of that issue that you are going through. It doesn't matter the ups and downs, the Lord is very faithful. I was trying to imagine and to remember when I finished Form 4. Those are so many years back then. Maybe most of you are not born. But immediately when I finished my Form 4, in my village, there were so many, you know, Vibalua, this is Vibalua, Kulima, Panyanini, and I didn't even wait for my exams, for my results. because by that time there was only for 3 months. So immediately I ventured, because I was invited by a friend who started doing this job. And we did it to another level. We took the kibaruas to another level. We could go, source for a kibarua, maybe a shamba, and then we would tell that person, we will do this for you. We charge. We took like a contract. And then we would go now sourcing for other people. You know? And then in that place, we would be the bosses. You see that thing now? We would work and work and work, and then during paycheck, we would pay those guys. And we used to make some good money. I was remembering. I had not, my parents did build that small house. You know those ushabu, the small houses, eh? The cubes, eh? I did have one. So we were sharing with my elder brother. So I had this drive in me that I must build my own a small house to be independent. And I want to tell you for sure that out of those things that I was doing as I was waiting for my results, I was able to build my a small house. Normally in Dubai I'm a token. Yeah? Yes. Most of you have not seen Dubai I'm a token. I was able to build that. What am I telling you guys? That whatever you do, it doesn't define, it doesn't change your destiny. Praise the Lord. You may be waiting for something, maybe you're waiting for an internship, you're waiting for a job, and you see something that will take you to another level, maybe even financially. That will not restrict what God has purposed to do for you. You cannot just sit here and say, since I have my diploma, I have my certificate, I have my degree, I'm in college, and now I'm in recess, I will not do this. And you need that money. It will be an awkward situation for you because you will turn to be a dependent person. Maybe you depend with your parents, you depend with the other person. If this kibarua comes, I want to encourage you that it doesn't stop you from your path. Praise the Lord. It just gives you even a learning experience. It is a learning experience for me because you've been here, you've seen this, and you've done it even also. So I don't know what you are doing. I know most of you are in school. Most of you are in college. Colleges and universities. When you are in recess, or when you are in your holidays, or when you're at semester breaks, whatever comes your way, and you see that it will give you an extra coin, it doesn't stop you from your career. Praise the Lord. You will get that 100, you get that 200, you get that 500, you get that 1K, and it will take you to the other level. You will stop depending even on other issues. You know, in our days, the parents used to be, you know, not like nowadays. We did get as much as we really are giving, even as parents ourselves. We were left on our own. If your parent is just paying for your school fees, that's all. It's for you to source for the other things. So you can imagine, I'm a kudunulia, a seti, a go, and the other things. But nowadays, anyway, let me not go to that part because I'm also a parent. So, whatever you are doing, whatever comes your way, it doesn't affect what God is purposing to do in your life. So don't worry. Even if you may do a kibarua ya kufua, you may do a kibarua ya kufanya hivi, just take it with a very clean heart and that small incentive, and then you'll be able even to pay a small bill. You'll even be able to maybe buy credit for yourself and buy bundles and go online and maybe do some things that will bring some issues even into your career path. So may the Lord bless us. And when it comes even to matters, choices, make sure that you make your clearest choice. Take time. Don't be carried away by issues because this time your friend is intending to become this and you want to become the same as him or her. No. Take your time, pray about it, seek advice, do consultation before you get to venture into something. I told you the last time I was here, you don't have to necessarily need to be employed. Do you remember me telling you that? You can become an employer yourself. In that career that you're doing, in that course that you're doing, start focusing, start seeing yourself, your own office, your own establishment, your own small thing, and don't call it a side hustle. You can call it a full hustle. It doesn't have to be a side hustle. Start focusing to be an employer. You don't have the desire to be employed. And I told you, if you're employed, it is okay. If you're employed and you're employed, it's still better. I give you my testimony, maybe I can repeat it just in passing to tell you that when I finished my college, I was employed. I started my business wherever I'm working even now, when I was 21 years. It was a great risk to take, you can imagine. And somebody told me that it's still very valid even today, that the greatest risk, you know which is the greatest risk? Do you know which one is it? Yeah? It is failing to risk. Hello? The greatest risk is? Failing to risk. If you fail to risk, that is the greatest risk. So I did this, and thereafter, I had even to quit the place I was employed to come and now propagate even whatever I'm doing. Now I'm an employer. I've employed 4 people, and to the glory of God. And it is also good to be persistent. When I came to Kikuyu after Kibarua, Ushago, when I was in college, in the evening, I used to do, you know, I wish I had those pictures because I have them with me. I used to sell, not even soccer. By that time, Kikuyu was not so much established. I would go to Soko, a specific place. So we used to do Soko with a street. And that place that I'm working now, and most of you know that place, I used to put and pick up my Soko there. Now I would go to Vibanda on the floor. On the floor, on the ground that is. At a big apple, I used to sell Washi, I used to sell Roma, I used to sell Mandizi, I used to go to Kawagwari, and by that time, do you know how old I was? I was 19, okay, 20 years to do those things. And I was persistent. I used to come from college, nakuja nafungua, nauza, mpaka jioni, and then the rest, naweka vacation. That place that I am in now, I'm giving my own testimony. It is where I used to store, you know, my product in the evening. Now again, when I go to Duka, I'm a bit easy and used to be good friends. Thank you for that, ready to move. And do you know what? She told me, if you can afford, I can leave this house to you, this shop to you. And then, through God's intervention, and through taking this sometimes, yes, I took it, and the rest now exists. I'm encouraging you guys that you can be persistent. God can place you somewhere. God placed me that in that place. Up on Bebe too. You know that place? I was on this street. Up on Bebe. I used to sell my things there. So don't fear. And I'm so much encouraged because I've seen some of you break all odds into those things. Don't wait for the white collar jobs. If they come well and good, you can create those jobs for yourself. And don't ignore the humble beginnings that the word of God tells us. You never know what will become of that place that you are in now. Praise the Lord. What does it feel? Am I talking to somebody? Am I encouraging somebody? I'm saying this with a lot of humility. You may not copy and paste what I'm doing or what I went through. Your path may be different. But I'm telling you, if you fail to this, if you fail to take those things, if you stay in another class, my dear brothers and sisters, this morning, that class may not benefit you, maybe for now. If you are lucky and you have some other things you are doing, praise be to God. If you have some other connections, praise be to God. If you are struggling, if your parents are struggling, if your guardians are struggling, you are now becoming adults, and you can do these things. Back to the word of God now. Those are just some of the issues that I felt I needed to share with you, so that I may be encouraging you. And if I'm encouraging you, praise be to God. If I'm not, then I'm sorry, because maybe it was not meant for you. We let Exodus 8. And we remember this story, and we know this story. It's about the pigs. How many pigs were there? How many? There were 10. This is the second of the pigs, where we get out to see that there came frogs. We are reading Exodus 8, beginning from verse number 1. There came frogs. Just for the Lord was trying to talk to Pharaoh to convince him to let his people go, so that they can go and even worship him. And when that time came, I'll not go through the issues because of time, one by one. When it came to the time that every place, the Bible says, including the bedrooms, the beds, were covered with frogs. Those creatures, are they good? Are they presentable? I know, especially most of us, fear even frogs. Why? Isn't it? If you see it in the house, the next thing you scream and you jump and you tend to do some panic, isn't it? Now you can imagine every place was covered with frogs. Everywhere. And now, Pharaoh is calling, he was just a funny guy. He called Moses. And he told him, now please do something so that this frog will disappear and then we'll continue. And Moses pleaded with him that the Lord is speaking to you so that you will let my people go. Verse number 9. The Bible says, Moses said to Pharaoh, I leave to you the honor of setting time for me to pray for you and your officials and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs, except for those that remain in the Nile. And you know the Nile is a river. Verse number 10 is where I want us to dwell much on. What is the opening statement? Is it there? Verse 10, are you there? 8:10. What is the opening statement? For those of their Bibles, allow us it tomorrow. You can imagine, you have a problem, the solution is coming, and you are given a privilege to choose. But what are you saying? What is the statement? Tomorrow. And I tend to ask myself, what was Pharaoh thinking? What was he intending to do in the frogs for a night? For a night, for a day, you can imagine. They are nuisance. Instead of saying now, you are saying, is it funny? It is funny, isn't it? How can you say tomorrow and the solution, the problem is big, and you are saying tomorrow? How can that be applicable to us as young people, as Christians today? The Lord is talking to us. The Lord keeps on talking to us most of the times. And we are given the privilege. Remember that verse 9 that we read, that Moses told Pharaoh, I leave to you the honor of setting time. Praise the Lord. Can you tell the other person, you have the honor of setting your time? May the Lord help us so that we don't postpone issues that were meant to be done today. And back to our theme. What was our theme? Whatever you are doing, do it now. Praise the Lord. So whatever you are doing, don't be like Pharaoh. Do it now. If you purpose to take a certain course, and you are convinced that this is the right path for me, and you have even the privilege to set everything in that path, don't postpone. Don't push it to tomorrow. Just have it done. Today. If you read that story going up to verse number 15, the last part of that prayer, you can imagine that Moses and Aaron left. Yeah, they went. They think tomorrow. But along the way, Moses pitied Pharaoh and he prayed a prayer to God. Why can't you go do something? And all of a sudden, again, all the frogs died. You can imagine. Now, we were fearing the living ones. You can imagine now all the frogs covering the whole place. Now they are not living, they are not jumping, but all of them, they are dead. And remember, they are living creatures. So the next thing they start smelling, isn't it? You can imagine, which was a lesser burden? The life of the dead. Yeah? The life, the living ones, isn't it? Because you can even, you can remove them from the bedroom, from the bedsheet, and so on. Now you have them dead, smelling, drink this thing, and this guy is not even moved. I don't know. When we postpone our issues, they don't turn for better. They turn to the other side. We never know. And you have the privilege of choosing that. Maybe you are postponing an issue. Your parent is pushing you to do this. Choose a course, I pay for you. And you say, let me think about it. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you next year. Then all of a sudden something comes, a project comes. Pesa zinafanya nini? Zinaenda, sivyo? And when you are coming, the problem is, the issue is dead. The frogs that you are supposed to chase when they are alive, now they are dead. And the Bible says that they were piled in heaps. You can imagine heaps of frogs. Hello? Can you figure that? I know you've never seen this, but that one frog that you know, multiply it, pile it, heap it, and they are not alive, they are dead. You can imagine the burden, isn't it? So what some of the things that we are supposed to be doing now, when we are young? Beginning, you've been shying away. Will I start this as a small business? Will I take this risk? Will I book mandazi and place them somewhere and try to sell? Will I venture into this? If you are doing something, don't be like proud. Do it now. Praise the Lord. If you are doing something, do it now. You never know what tomorrow holds for us. But the Lord is gracious. You can imagine, that was the second prayer. 8 more came, and this guy was not moved. Including what we are experiencing now in our country. The eighth one. Which one is the eighth one? The locust. I don't want to go to that. Go it for yourself, but it is there. So may the Lord help us this morning not to keep on pushing issues from when they are alive to push them to the dead end. We will deal with a bigger problem. You can imagine how whoever collected those things, the Bible doesn't record, you can imagine. Viola, the whole nation. Hello? If they were locusts, at least from where Kinastera comes, they will be better, isn't it? In some other things, isn't it? See, to Viola, they are making use of the locusts. Even here, somebody saying that they can be turned to some other dishes. I don't have to go into that. So may the Lord help us today. My dear friends, whatever you are doing, whatever you purpose to do, don't be distracted by anyone. Don't fear anything. Just soldier on and move. I want us now to get quickly to the other text that we read, Luke 8. We started reading from verse number 40. And I want to jump and start at verse number 43. We started the fourth, but then we start from verse number 43. I want to dwell with this woman, this lady, who had gone through a lot. And as I'm speaking this, I know I'm speaking to teenagers, to adults, to young adults who fully understand, and especially our sisters here, what this lady was going through. It was not ordinary. It was an issue that had bothered her, the issue of the blood flow. You can imagine that when that issue comes to our sisters, how sometimes stressed they are. We don't know me as men, we just hear and, yeah? Hello? But this lady had suffered for 12 years, non-stop. She was even strong. Praise the Lord. 1, 2, 12 years. And now, if you go back in those days, when a lady is not like nowadays, if you read Leviticus 15, and you project for us Leviticus 15, Leviticus 15 from verse number 25, let's see what the scribe, or how the ladies, and this is for all of them, it was not for a chosen few, 15:25, Leviticus 15, from verse number 25 to 27, and you get to see how this lady was regarded. When a woman has a discharge of blood for many days, at a time other than her monthly period, or has a discharge that continues beyond her period, she will be unclean as long as she has a discharge, just as in the days of her period. 26. Any bed she lies on, while her discharge continues, will be unclean, as in her bed during her monthly period. And anything else she sits on will be unclean as during her monthly period. 27 now. Anyone. This is now where I want us to dwell on. Anyone who touches them will be? Hello? Will be? Who touches them will be unclean. They must wash their clothes and bathe in water, and they will be unclean till evening. Anybody who touches them will be? Will be unclean. Leave the others. They are not applicable to them. Don't worry. Hello? Hello? If they are applicable, maybe it will be another story, but it is not applicable to you. These are the rules of Moses. But they were applicable because this is the time that Christ was here, turning now from the law of Moses to the law of Jesus Christ himself. So, we see, we back to the text of Luke now. We see this lady. She had a problem, and she heard that Jesus was fasting. Verse number 43, and a woman, 44. She came up behind him. You can imagine, and there was a great crowd. Have you seen how the popular people, the celebrities, get to a place? Did you see how Papa went to Benjana? How many watched? Benjana here too, video. Ama was a school here, Benjana talk, video. Now in Guinea. See, they are celebrities. They are followed by crowds. Sometimes you even employ so many security people to make a path for you, because you cannot move. Have you seen people start at Kati Yawati? They are trying to move. This is how Jesus was. So can you imagine that crowd trying to have a glimpse of Jesus? And now this lady, and you can imagine everybody in the village knew that this is the lady who has this problem. She was an outcast. Not by choice, but because of her issue. And now she's struggling so that she will just touch the edge of his coat. And you can imagine. And Anjulikana, she was segregated, she used to stay somewhere. And now she's standing running. And if she touches you, you are what? So we did that. If you are touched by that lady, you are. And remember, she is going to a crowd. How many people do you think she made her dream? How many? So many, isn't it? Because she must have touched so many of them when she was going to touch Jesus. And the other story, you know, when she touched the cloak of Jesus, the bleeding, quack, the gas stopped immediately. And then Jesus started asking, who touched me? And the people were telling him, now, Master, how can you ask that? The crowd is pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has come out of me. And when that lady now, she knew, my case, I'm hooked now. I've been an outcast. I've made this person unclean. That could have been her thinking. It is not recorded. But I think, I tend to think. And now when she was hearing somebody touched me, she knew, since I'm the most unclean person here, I must be the one who is being abused here. She came trembling in the presence of Jesus, and then verse number 48 is, and he said to her, look now, she was a woman, she's not even named, an outcast. There. What does Jesus tell her? Verse 48b, she addresses her as
Daughter.
Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. From a woman, an outcast to a daughter. One has healed. From an outcast to a daughter. But I want us to get back to our theme. Whatever you are doing, do it. This lady was determined. And whatever she wanted to do, she did it then. Isn't it? She did it then. She didn't have to wait. How can we apply this to whatever we are going through in our lives today? It doesn't matter what people call you, how you are defined, where you are coming from. Maybe you are not okay, your family is not okay. You have that issue that has been disturbing you for so long. Praise the Lord. For so long, for 12 years, for many years. Maybe your family, your parents, your guardians, your employer, your school, your friends. Name them. You know them. I have mine also. And sometimes we are restricted by our fears to move and touch Jesus himself. I don't know. I like what my brother Douglas said. That in everything that we do, our main focus should be to let people know about Christ himself. What is clear? So your greatest aim, even as you come to the youth church, may you purpose to know Jesus himself. Touch him, love to touch him. And the greatest, the starting point of your relationship with Jesus Christ is for you to accept him. That is the basic. And then the others, you will walk with him. If you've not established a relationship with him, it may be an awkward position for you. If you have, don't be restricted. This lady knew that the power is there. She moved on. She didn't mind even to make some other people uncomfortable and angry. She just purposed to touch Jesus. So in your ministry, in your everything today, don't be restricted by people. If you want to talk about this mama or just come here and do whatever you're doing. Hello? If you feel like you want to touch Jesus by presentation, praise the Lord. You never just come up. Don't worry what you will hear or what you will say. Provided you yourself you touch who? You touch Jesus. If in your place of work you want to touch, you want to do something, don't fear what will my peers say, what will my boss say, what about the secretary, what about that person, if they see me reading the Bible, if they see me, you know, just move on. Don't fear the crowd. This lady didn't fear the crowd. She just purposed that it is my day, and this is my day, and I have to get this person. One has fear. Whatever you are doing, do it now. Don't postpone. What if she postponed? I tend to think, this is my name, it's not from the Bible. This lady must be sitting somewhere alone, watching the procession coming. And she just, like a movie, attacked. You know, she just sneaked and she went in. But because she was part of the crowd, she could have been identified before and she could have been chased away. That is my imagination. Because she was unclean. You can imagine. But she watched from the peripheries and she knew, when the next time you come, I will not hesitate and I will pray. Do you well? I have to go. So, as I conclude, because I want to keep you following. May the Lord help us so much. From those two stories, from the Pharaoh story, from this lady's story, now to you, to me, may the Lord come and help us. May the Lord help us so, so much. Some of you are waiting maybe to join colleges. Some of you are waiting to start careers. Some of you are waiting for that just that opening, that kabiashara kidogo, that kakibalua kidogo. Don't ignore whatever comes your way. If it will be for the glory of God, if it will be for your benefit, just take it, learn it. You never know. It is a learning experience for you. If you have a small place that you are farming, go and farm. Hello? What is the, which product is now selling most time? With you. What? Tomatoes, isn't it? What did I know? I know you don't know. Stella, what is good for? 30 more. You can imagine a plate of tomatoes. You come and sell to us at 20 more. Now, one day, as you are sober, and beginning in your place, you have a place that you can start at a small piece of important piece of garden, isn't it? You can turn it to from the ashara. You never know. Whatever you are doing, do it now, take it, learn in it. If it fails, don't receive a moral. One day I went to a place that I knew family. Nalikapata maharagwe. I want to share an experience with you. When they came up, all of them were eaten. When I went to see, nikakuta just in the blue. I asked the leaders, what could be happening here? They told me, you know, in this place there are so many rabbits. You know, they're so good. They came and they feasted on their farm, on their small piece of land. They took everything. Maharaja. And I asked them, why, how come students have not eaten? Because they hate still the same. They told me, you planted the long one. You required my mother in Guinea, and from that time I learned a lot that there is a certain type of beans that they are not, the suguras cannot eat. How many of you know that? Moyogu. Yeah? Maybe some few. And from that time, I lost everything, but I learned a lot. I've never gone back planting that type of. I planted the one that suguras is good as a human, it's very bitter. It's very bitter. I didn't know that until I went to it and learned. So, if you start something and it fails, don't worry. It is a learning experience for you. You come back better when it's failed. You will not, when you are restarting again, you will not start from where you stopped or where you failed. It is a learning experience. Go cuckoo about the person who invented this electricity. Go cuckoo. I know you are good at that. Go and read the story. This guy went to do a lot. I love to read the story. But when he was almost giving up, he used to make them zinawaka in a chapa. Zinawaka in a nuka. But when he was almost giving up at the stage, and up to today, he's letting the whole world, isn't it? His innovation is letting the whole world. Whatever you are doing, don't hesitate. Do it. Do it.
Now.
Whatever you are doing,
do it now.
Tell your neighbor. Your two neighbors.
Do it now. Whatever you are doing, do it now.
Whatever you are doing,
do it now.
Do it now. So may the Lord help us. And the last thing, and this is not last thing, you know. We keep preachers keep on saying last thing, finally, and so on. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you because I don't know the next time I'm coming here. And I want to thank God for your patrons, Dad is there and the others. And I want to tell you, as I told you last time, that the church is supporting you. Whatever support you need, just tell it to you, your leaders. And then we as the church leaders, we are for you guys. We are for you, but you must do your part. You must bring issues. And again, above everything. And I'm saying this because you started this game speaking. How many here are not communicants? Are not communicants? Do not take Holy Communion and understand it. How many? How many? Just raise up here. If you are not a communicant, just raise it, right? They are the minority. All of us are communicants, isn't it? Please, if you have an issue, you can address it through your patrons or even through your leaders to see how you can become a full member. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because, and this is a fact, you people, you have the numbers, you have the capability of bringing up leaders to the main church leadership. Hello? Hello? I was elected as a church elder at the age of 25. Yeah? 25. Hello? I was elected as a church elder. And the group that elected me, they were the youths. You know, they dissected the ballot. But I mean, like an angel, the returning officer, who go up there, an honor, and you are done. You are in. So what am I saying in many words? That we can have such elders to add into what you people have. We thank God for your patron, they represent you in the council. But you can influence even more. Hello? And the church is very democratic for information. If you are elected democratically by all the communicants, you can imagine this number electing one or two people. Hello? As the main church divides the votes, the youth are. Am I continuing? I don't have to go to that level because the elections are different. But think about that, pray about it. But whenever you are, whatever comes your way, think about that. That you can influence even whatever happens in the main church. In everything to do with that the church projects. May the Lord help us. Whatever you are doing, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we worship you, we glorify you, we pray that you may receive the glory and all the honor because of your goodness and joy. So we pray that you may continue following your word into our lives, Lord, helping us, oh Father. Let's not postpone issues, oh Father, which you've given us, our God, even to just be with us and gladly hear our prayer. For those that may be going through issues here, oh Father, we pray that you may come through for them. May they have that capacity, oh God, even to choose. And even to serve the Lord. Bless us that we come to the end of the service and be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.